Oh, hey.
I didn't hear you come in. What's up?
I'm looking for my glitter pen. Have you seen it?
Oh, jeez.
Someone woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Grumpy boots.
Come on. It's almost Christmas. Where's your holiday spirit, huh? Annoyed. Oh. Well, what have you been doing? Oh. Well, good on you. I always end up waiting until the last minute to get my holiday shopping done. Let me tell you, that's not fun. No bueno. Oh, it's that bad, huh? A zoo out there. Do you want to talk about it? Oh, yeah, I understand. The holiday rush can make some people go a little bit crazy. Honestly, you'd think those people know nothing about the Christmas spirit with just how rude they can get over a sale. It's like that whole peace on earth, goodwill toward men thing flew right over their heads. Plus, department stores could stand to play more than one Christmas carol on a loop all the time. But hey, you're home from that war zone now. Just, you know, how about you take some deep breaths and try to chill? Got you to smile. Do it again. No, you can unpack that stuff later. Right now, I have decreed you need to relax. Do you want some hot cocoa? Maybe a chai? I made some for myself not too long ago. Kettle should still be warm. Fantastic. I'll go grab you a mug. Oh, do you want extras? Whipped cream? Marshmallows? Yeah? All right. I'll be right back. All righty. Here you go. Wait, before you drink, let's have a toast. To what? I got nothing. Okay, fair enough. Cheers. So, who'd you get presents for? Anything for a certain someone you live with? Wink, wink, hint, hint. Nudge, nudge. No, I'm just kidding. You don't have to get me anything. Splitting the house payments with someone reliable, that's a big enough gift if you ask me. So who'd you actually buy for? And what did you get them? Oh, you found some good stuff. I'm sure they're going to enjoy those gifts. Anyways, have you seen my sparkly glitter pen? Yeah, I need it for something. It was right there the whole time. Another perk of living with you. I swear I'd lose my head if it weren't attached to my body. Thanks. Now I can go write my letter to Santa. What's with the look? Yes? I said Santa. Why? No judge. Wait. You're telling me, as cute as you are, you don't believe in Santa? Of course I do. I mean, the idea of Santa is powerful enough to inspire millions of children all over the globe. Doesn't that make him real enough? You think he's not real enough to write a letter to, huh? Well, why not? Oh, I see. Well, there's no need to be a Grinch about it. Well, I kind of don't care if it's childish. When Christmas time comes, I get to believe in Santa again if I want to. It makes me happy. I'm not hurting anyone. Besides, it's healthy to let your inner child take the lead sometimes, and nurturing that side of yourself is good for the soul. Oh, I say you should. Join me. Why not?
Oh, you
scared. Well, it's fun. Plus, it'll help that lack of Christmas spirit you seem to be having right now. Why not try it? Just once. Might help you loosen up a little bit. Ooh, gonna give it a shot, huh?
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Follow me, my dear, to my desk. Bring your mug. I'll show you how to do it. Right this way. All right. You better watch closely because there will be a quiz at the end. Good one. Here we go. Dear Santa, it's been another year, hasn't it? What a wild ride I've had. Some bumps, but of course you already knew that. What do you mean, how could he know? He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. That's kindergarten stuff. Anyway, I feel like I've been pretty good this year. I've done my best to be nice to all my coworkers, even the annoying ones. I paid all my bills on time, and I've been doing my best to help my family, even though not all of them are close by. Although I do get road rage on occasion and let my anger take over, I hope that's not enough to land me on the naughty list. What do you think so far? I'm glad. Feeling a little less grumpy? Keep listening. This year, my brother is getting to the age where he's stopped writing to you. I was hoping that you could keep the Christmas spirit in his heart, though. He's going through a rough time, and he could use the holiday cheer. My roommate does, too. Wink, wink. What? Why would you want me to erase that? He's not real, remember, so what does it matter? Fine, I'll get rid of it, you monster. But only if you tell the big man yourself. Promise? Shake on it, then. All right, hand me the whiteout, please. Doesn't cover the glitter perfectly, but fair enough. Can you also get my parents something nice? I know they won't write to you either, but I still want them to have a great Christmas. If you could help make their Christmas travels safe, I would be extremely grateful. I see your smile. Uh-oh, don't you dare hide it from me. I worked hard for that, and I can tell you're having at least a moderately good time. What did I tell you? Your inner child is just a little bit happy right now, isn't it? See? It's not so childish now, is it? Thank you for the apology. You are forgiven. A little bit more to go. As for me, I was hoping I could get some paid time off. I know that's not exactly something the elves can whip up in the workshop, but if you could pull a few strings for me, it would mean the world. You know, if you want that too, you can ask him in your own letter.
Heck, maybe Mr. Kringle will land us both a vacation.
Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah, it's a nice thought though, isn't it? Practicing dreaming. Well, if that's not something you're able to do, then I'd appreciate a gift card to Unbelievable Coffee. I can't get enough of their brevets. A new set of headphones would be nice too.
What do you mean those are boring gifts? Fine. And at my roommate's request, I would like a love sack and a bouncy castle with a slide. What? You said something fun, so I thought of some fun things. That's true. That would be great paired with our paid vacations, wouldn't it? Anyway, I want to thank you, Santa. Thanks for reminding me that there's still magic in the world. Even if it looks a bit different than when I was a kid. Some days I don't know what I'd do without the Christmas spirit to lift me back up off the pavement when I curse splat. It's a real lifesaver. I hope you spread that magic to others out there who could use a pick-me-up too. Merry Christmas.
from me. Well, that's all there is to it. Yeah, it's kind of therapeutic to put it all on paper. I like being able to connect to a part of me that still believes in the possibilities of everything good. Sometimes that's just what I need in this crazy world. You too, don't you think? Yeah? Well, next I'm going to mail it. What else would I do with these? Hey, it'll reach Santa as long as I believe. Now what are you waiting for? It's your turn. Yes, I have the address to North Pole, Alaska. Santa's workshop, of course. There's your paper. You can go ahead and start. I'll go grab us a couple of envelopes. All right. Be creative. Feel that inner child. I'll see you in a minute.
Thought of something else. P.S. I would love it if you would give my roommate a nice gift this year. They've been having a rough time, and I think they deserve it.